But summer coming up and most of us love to get out and get on the beach. Some of us are pretty happy to know that shark nets are there, potentially keeping us safe. However, are they as safe as we're led to believe they are? And the fact that 80% of marine animals that get entangled in the shark nets in the last year or so were threatened and protected species, many of which ended up dying. Talking with us about that this morning in his opposition to the shark nets is Greens MP Justin Field. Good morning, Justin. If we could just take through, for firstly, your main opposition to shark nets.
Well, I think you pointed it out. They have a terrible track record in terms of catching and killing threatened and endangered species. And actually, most of the animals that are caught in the nets are not even the ones that are targeted. So we call it bycatch, but what it means is turtles, dolphins, a lot of stingrays, and non-threatening sharks, including endangered sharks like the grey nurse, are killed in nets across the beaches between Newcastle all the way down to Wollongong every year, 211 last year.
Yeah, that was in the report from last Friday. 211 of the 373 animals that were reported tangled. So that is a huge chunk of marine life that's just gone like that. And potentially the nets, because as you said, they're only a short amount of space on a large beach. Of course, sharks and anything else can just swim around it, can't they?
Well, they can. And a lot of people think shark nets are the solution. And I can understand it the way the minister and the media talk about them. But it really gives people a false sense of security. They're 150 metres long. They don't reach all the way to the top of the water or all the way to the bottom. Sharks are over and around and below them. In fact, many of the animals caught in the nets are caught on their way back out from the beach. So we do need other solutions if we're going to help keep people as safe as we can in the water, but not kill hundreds of marine animals that we love to see in our waters each year.
No, Justin, we don't want to see that, but sadly that is the case. What are some of the other options, the newer technologies that are out there that we should be taking a closer look at?
Yeah, well, I've been calling on the government to implement some of these strategies we've been trying up on the North Coast, where we've had a particular series of bites in the last couple of years, and they've proven to be very effective at reducing bycatch. Smart drum lines are one option. They send a signal to a recovery team. If an animal is hooked, they go out there, they tag it if it's a shark, and they release it further out to sea. And there's been a lot of success with that, keeping the animals alive, keeping them away from the beaches, but not killing all the bycatch. When you combine that with better resourcing for our lifeguards, observation towers, community observer programs that have worked really well overseas, and personal deterrent devices like Shark Shield and others, then that's a suite of technologies that people can feel comfortable about in the water, and we protect our turtles and dolphins and stingrays.
Justin, to date, has there been much of an appetite from the government to implement some of these other options?
They're rolling out a number across the country, but the interesting thing is they're not doing it on the beaches around Newcastle and Hunter and Sydney. And that's what I've been calling on the minister to do. If we've trialled these technologies, they've proven to be much more successful than nets. So why leave Newcastle and Sydney beaches with these destructive and deadly nets? We should call them turtle nets, dolphin nets, not shark nets, because that's what tends to get killed in them.
Justin, a huge shame on that. Hopefully we can get government to look at this a little bit closely for a lot of our beaches here in the Hunter and a little bit further south. And I guess at the end of the day, some of us forget to realise that we're kind of in their backyard, they're not in ours. But thank you for your time with us this morning.
Appreciate the opportunity, mate.
There he is, the Greens MP, Justin Field, talking about shark nets, and that is a whole lot of animals to get caught up in those, giving us potentially a false sense of security as we head out onto the beaches this summer. 2NURFM 103.7.